In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Junks on a Tuesday morning. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. In just about 40 minutes, Tarik El-Bashir will join us. He covers the Washington Capitals. We'll talk about their current heater that they're on, and of course, Ovi's injury that he sustained last night in Utah. But right now, it's time to hit the skins. Brought to you by our friends at Don't Sleep Energy Drink.
All right, Valdez, I appreciate you playing the good hail to the Redskins, hail to the Skins, hail to the Commanders. Given that we're coming off a couple losses here, very kind of you. I appreciate that.
Typically, Tuesday, if the game was Sunday, it would be sad.
But because we're a few days away from Thursday. All right, I'll take it. I like it.
It's an executive decision.
Okay, good.
Everyone's okay with it.
I'm feeling optimistic, by the way. After hearing Dan Quinn's comments, I know we're going to get into it more in the next segment, but it's a lead story. Everybody's questioning whether or not Jaden is healthy. And do you want to play the audio? Okay, here's Dan giving you his take on what's going on with Jaden.
Jaden is not injured right now, but we did lose valuable practice time, John, with him and his teammates when he was injured. And that's hard on all the guys. It's a really, really important part of what we do. And we don't have banked reps in years. So we're very much looking forward to getting back onto a full week and regular practice sessions with the guys. So over the last few weeks, we've had to, you know, put that together in small bits. So that's what I think into that space. And as we're heading into this week, we're looking forward to getting a full week of our practice and, you know, work the things that we need to.
Because of that, where do you see that? Is it the rhythm of the pass game? Where do you see that affecting the pass game most?
I would say the rhythm and timing too, John, I think is a big piece of it too. You have to be able to run things full speed. Walkthroughs are good to help where you do a line and where do you target, but you need the practice. You need the full speed reps to really, you know, let it rip and go. And so that's why that's such an important piece of what we do, the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday of the week. So we'll look forward to getting into some full weeks for sure, John.
I buy it, by the way. I buy it completely. It makes all the sense in the world. He's just not getting the reps. And over the last 4 weeks or so, they've been managing him. And he's been doing walkthroughs and some limited stuff. But he talked about pre-practice reps that he was doing, the post-practice reps. We know the guy is there all day, right? Watching the film. He's got his VR headset. He's running extra stuff with the guys. But as they've been managing this injury, he hasn't been able to get those reps, and you're starting to see that result. I buy the fact that he's not really that hindered during the game because I see him rip off the 65-yard Hail Mary, the ripper pass to McCaffrey on the sideline that he dropped.
Even in the last game, he had, on the last drive, I think it was the last drive, that one completion to McLaurin where he was rolling right, bootlegged, and he zipped it in there. I mean, he threw a missile.
I buy it.
I just put it up as our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Do you believe head coach Dan Quinn that Jaden Daniels is not injured? Do you believe him? I feel like you're going to say no.
I've thought he's been injured this whole time.
You don't believe the coach?
I have a hard time trusting any NFL head coach when they go up and they're trying to be, you know, coy about whether somebody's injured or not. Dan Quinn seems like a stand-up guy. I still think there might be some lingering residue from that rib injury. I don't think he's 100%.
I buy it. I think the injury is not what's holding him back. What's held him back has been those 3 or 4 weeks that he was dealing with it. They limited him. He was limited in practice.
I could kind of buy that.
They were doing walkthroughs. He's just not getting the reps. It's like if you go out and play golf and you don't play for a couple weeks and you just walk the course, you're not going to play. You know, you need the reps.
You're not listening hard enough. He's saying he's not injured right now.
Jaden is not injured right now.
Right.
Meaning he probably.
Of course. Right. First, that's why they were managing him. Yeah, 100%. They were managing it. Mm. And they needed him to heal. And so he was doing walkthroughs.
Is it as simple as they're not in sync? Like, is that simple?
Some of that, I think he's not in sync. I think you need reps to stay sharp, right?
Well,
you need reps.
As bad as
you need
the Cowboys
high speed,
are,
full speed reps.
Like, I just feel like they can just smash mouth the Cowboys into submission.
Should be able to.
I mean, I hope so.
Look at what Mixon did. Look at what the Eagles did to them the week before. Like, I don't think you need a 100% Jaden Daniels to beat this Cowboys team they are right now.
I agree with that. I mean, he wasn't 100%, I don't think, leading up to that Steelers game, and they were a play or two away from that.
I would, like, Hurts had 20 attempts 2 weeks ago. I wouldn't be shocked if you saw the same number of attempts or even, like, 18 or 19 attempts. And then the rest of it's just a lot of Eckler, a lot of B-Rob, and a few Jaden runs sprinkled in there, too.
What is the competitive advantage of, let's assume he is injured.
Mm-hmm.
What's the competitive advantage of lying about it, saying he's not injured, which is what Dan Quinn said?
I don't know if there's a real competitive advantage. I just think these coaches are all notoriously paranoid about giving up any sort of intel about the health of their players.
Don't you think especially reps their quarterbacks. Matter? Don't you think reps matter? Like, you need reps to stay sharp.
I think reps matter, but I think health is more important than your reps.
Well, that's why they've made the decision.
That's why they limited the reps, because he wasn't good enough. They wanted to protect him. They wanted him to heal, so he didn't get enough reps. Now they have the 10 days. They're going to be able to also playing on a short week. Mm-hmm. That also hurt him, because they couldn't do full practices there. He might have been healthy enough.
They've really
it was a
got
short
the
week.
They have the rest advantage big time on the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys played on Monday night. The Commanders have been resting since late Thursday.
The biggest factor,
they should come out shot out of a cannon in this game.
It's so obvious. The biggest factor is
playing better
they
teams.
Played the Steelers and the Eagles. Just look at where those teams are ranked defensively. Think about the players that changed the game.
Peak performance. But it's not
maybe,
just because of them.
But the offensive line, which has been good throughout the season, had problems dealing with Hayward on Pittsburgh. Did a pretty good job on T.J. Watt, but had problems dealing with Hayward, and then had major problems dealing with Jalen Carter.
That's also dealing with injury. They're banged up.
Right. Well, those guys up the middle all of a sudden are in Jaden's face a little bit more, and the timing was just a little bit off because he's speeding up his clock a little bit.
100%.
Receivers aren't as open as much.
Totally true.
I mean, you looked at, now it was only 5 or 6 clips. I don't go through the all 22. I'm not going to lie and say I do. But watching the game, you heard about Mitchell, right? Mitchell Island. You heard about that with Terry McLaurin. Then I saw Pro Football Focus or one of these sites put out a clip, and you could see that there were 20 different routes that Terry McLaurin ran on Mitchell, the rookie, and he wasn't really open.
Well, he definitely never threw him the ball. That I can tell you.
Yeah. Well, maybe he wasn't getting open. You're going up against a better defense. Right now, the Eagles are number one in the NFL in terms of yardage. Unless that changed, maybe the Chargers are there. But the last I checked, the Eagles were number one.
And by the way, you said you were worried about Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
He was a ghost on the field last night. He had one tackle.
I watched a little bit. I saw him running around. He was in the backfield. He may not have made a play.
Okay, he may have been running around. Chase Young runs around a lot on the field, too.
I knew you were going to say that.
Now, well, Chase runs one burst.
I know who's a much better player. It's Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I mean, but Chase has one burst, and he shuts down.
Micah's not 100%, and hopefully he doesn't get much better in these next few days.
So if you just want some numbers, I'll just give you some numbers. Over the first seven games of the season, I'm going to steal this from Keim or whoever's doing this report here. For ESPN.com, they kind of compiled the stats here in this article. Over the first seven games of the season, Washington ranked third in scoring, 30.1 points per game, fourth in yards at 384. Over the last four, while he's been dealing with this, while they've been, I guess, somewhat limited, and they've been more banged up, not just Jaden, offensive line, other guys, B-Rob missed a couple games, the Commanders are 14th in points, right? Looking like a totally different team. These last 4 weeks, they're only scoring 22.5 a game, and they've gone from fourth in yards to 19th in yards, down to 336.
There are a lot of factors. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out. The Cliff Kingsbury storyline is there about second half swoons, right? But when they faced the Steelers, they ended up putting up 27 points. Steelers only give up 16.2 points per game. The Eagles only give up 17.9 points per game. The Eagles have the number one defense in terms of yardage. So I think that's the biggest factor. The Cliff Kingsbury thing, we'll see. I mentioned this yesterday. Florio said, look, there's a lot more film. So these defensive coordinators now are coming in with a certain strategy, whereas they may not have, even though they knew what Jaden Daniels did in college, they may not have utilized spies like they're using in these games, at least the last couple of games. Now, some teams may not have the personnel. They're facing a Cowboys team that gives up basically 30 points a game. So the last two teams they played weren't even giving up 18 points a game. They're facing a team that gives up 30.
28 points is, they have to hit 28 is the minimum. In my opinion, the Commanders against this Cowboys
defense.
To
feel good about their mojo?
Yes.
Yeah.
28-30 because the last two opponents have gotten to 34.
A lot of it, too, is they haven't been able to establish the running game like they did. Now, Jaden's part of that because you kind of hope that Jaden gives you 40, 50 yards rushing. And they tried in the Eagles game. What do you have, 7, 8 carries? He just was limited. They got to get that running game going again. And again, it's a get right spot because the Cowboys are the second worst in the NFL stopping the run.
I think you're going to see 15 to 18 carries for B-Rob. You're going to see 3 to 5 from Eckler and hopefully about the same number from Jaden.
Yeah.
And that should get the job done against this defense.
I just want to see, and I think we will, crisper passing. Everyone points to the Noah Brown pass where he threw it at his feet and they just assume he's injured. I think, you know, he didn't necessarily step and plant. He was rushed.
Yeah, it looked like he was throwing off his back foot on that one.
I think there was quite a few there. And I think, again, that points to reps, timing, stepping in. Also, give credit to the defense for getting him off his platform and having him throw off his back foot. So I expect to see a much sharper Jaden.
The last three quarterbacks to face this Dallas defense, my man Kirky, 19 of 24. Jalen Hurts, 14 of 20. C.J. Stroud, 23 of 34.
Not a ton of attempts, which tells you teams were running on him.
Yeah. I mean, Stroud threw the ball 34 times last night, and Mixon was jamming it down their throat throughout the game.
Now, another sign potentially of some good news is it seems like there is a chance here for the first time for Lattimore to potentially make his debut with the Commanders this week. Dan Quinn said yesterday in his presser that they're trending in the right direction. He keeps saying, you know, we're not going to miss anything. We're not going to skip any sort of steps along the way. They know how to handle soft tissue injuries, but they like where he's at. And I think they expect him to practice some towards the end of the week. If he practices some, like Thursday, Friday, look for him to play.
I'll finally take an L on the Marshawn Lattimore. His hamstring's going to heal as soon as he's on the airplane from New Orleans to Washington. Apparently, that wasn't the case.
Now,
I guess it's a real legit injury.
No, it's a real legit injury. And Quinn was asked, I think JP Finley asked him, if they knew what they were getting. And he said, yeah, they knew that, you know, he wasn't going to be a plug and play guy right away, that he had to heal from his injury.
I'm just taking injury L's left and right. It's not great.
He also was asked, he gave some interesting nuggets. He was asked about Jordan McGee. I think David Aldridge asked him about Jordan McGee, the guy that kind of surprised people in training camp, but hasn't gotten a real opportunity. He said, listen, they love what they see from Jordan. He's making some plays on special teams, but he's got Wagner and Luvu ahead of him. But, you know, they love what they see. He just hasn't had a real opportunity. He said the same thing about Sinnott. They'd love to get Sinnott out there. They like everything they see. This is what my position has been. They love everything about Sinnott, but they just got John Bates is playing really well, and Zach Ertz is playing really well. Just got some guys ahead of them. So, you know, their opportunities will be there eventually, and they're very high on both guys. I thought that was good. This is also interesting. Somebody threw out there some potential. This is from, what is this? From SI.com. Okay, David Harrison wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
Two sleeper Pro Bowlers potentially for the kind of season that they're having. The first one I don't even think you could argue is a sleeper. Do you care to guess?
Offense or defense?
Defense.
A defensive sleeper for the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Frankie Luvu?
Dante Fowler.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I don't even know how that could be a sleeper at this
sacks?
Point.
Eight or eight and a half?
Something like that.
I'll double check.
I thought it was maybe eight and a half. He's got a bunch, right?
Yep.
And I don't know how that, I mean, obviously it would be a sleeper if you bet on it before the season, but with the kind of season he's having, how could you deny him a Pro Bowl bid if he continues?
Mm-hmm.
The other one, this is what kind of shocked me, and I don't know if I agree with it, but part of this shocks me. Austin Eckler, they say, is a sleeper, and it's not because he's been super productive as a running back, but he's basing a lot of it on what he's done returning kicks.
Mm-hmm.
He's like top six or something like that. Remember, yeah. He had the 98-yarder or whatever that was called back.
Was that in the opener?
Yeah.
I think it was in the opening game.
And if they didn't call that one back, he'd be way up there.
Yeah.
But here's what's shocking.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Austin Eckler has never made a Pro Bowl before.
That does kind of surprise me.
Isn't that shocking?
I was hyping up Eckler as a Hall of Famer a couple years ago, maybe even this past year.
He's never made a Pro Bowl before.
Well, that's a ridiculous injustice.
Well, but they only take probably three running backs.
He kind of gets disrespected because he's a hybrid.
He
does a lot of it through the passing game.
And you think about it, like in the AFC, in years past, you'd have guys like Jonathan Taylor,
right.
Joe Mixon, Derrick Henry. You know what I mean? You're going to bump out Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get the seat at the Pro Bowl table. I understand, but he's had seasons where he's certainly worthy of consideration.
All right, when we come back, let's get into this Jaden deal. We'll play the audio again of DQ talking about Jaden and his injury status. Are you buying what DQ is selling? I actually am.
And if he's telling the truth and he's not injured, why is he struggling?
Well, he told you why. He's not getting the reps.
Are you buying that?
I'm buying it.
Or do you think it's something else?
All right, we'll take your calls on that next. 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.